Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple-minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at gestures. The other day, I was finished a video, looked in my rearview mirror, stuck in traffic, and the woman behind me had the most amazing hand gestures. I don't know if she was on a call. She must have been on a call. But she was like, I swear, she's like drawing pie charts with her hands and up and to the right and has bar graphs and is doing one of these. I think it's like, I don't know, cut up the market, prepare dinner. I don't know what she was doing, but it was amazing. and I mentioned on Twitter, and Mobile CK is like, you gotta give her a shout out in your video, like a cool hand gesture woman. That's what all the, you know, rappers do. I don't know, I'm not a rapper, I don't get that. But hey, she was awesome, and it made me think of secure gestures on our phones, right, to log into our phones. So when we moved to secure gestures on our phones, we figured everyone would have these unique gestures and would have wide and expansive login processes. But as we quickly discovered, most of it got boiled down into a couple common things. Just like most people use password instead of writing a sentence or something, or my favorite, summer 2016. The same thing is occurring on gestures. So we saw recently, it was published, that you can create a brute force tool to unlock phones. This particular brute force tool is using the Lego Mindstorms, like the Lego Mindstorms. Have you played with Mindstorms? You should totally play with Mindstorms. They're amazing. But the point is, they use Lego Mindstorms, and then fits on top of the phone, and it goes through different patterns trying to break in. There's two sources of information input for this. One is common patterns. They analyzed a multitude of different people, looked at the common patterns, statistically predicted what most people would use, what is summer 2016, what is password 1 in terms of gestures. Apparently it's usually like a circle thing. Anyways, they fed all this into the robot, and then the robot goes ahead and replays it. The second thing they'll do is, and as opposed to trying to predict what anyone would do, if they have a sample of your type of pattern, whether you're left-handed or right-handed, perhaps a past password, or they see a video of you logging in, they can try different patterns that might match what you would do. So if I know your common patterns, I can be predictive in analyzing and trying out patterns that you would take. Kind of interesting. Take a look at the paper. I think it's like Robotic Attack on Gestures, something scientific paper. I'll put a link in the show notes. But the point being that whenever we move to these systems, there's always going to be a common vector of attack. We can we can break into gestures by brute forcing it, just like we saw with when we did facial recognition, that people very quickly came up with ways of flipping through all the different facial combinations till they broke in. Just like I mentioned the other day, that if you got a combination safe, you can put it on a safe cracker to try all the combinations. Each one of those authentication systems only buys time. And by leveraging common patterns that people will do, it's oftentimes easy to predict as opposed to having to brute force the entire system. So does that mean you shouldn't use gestures? No, I'm not saying don't use gestures. Just try and use unique gestures. And just be aware that it's not a fail-safe. And if you're building an authentication system, always look for brute force attempts, because that's going to be your first and leading indicator that someone is trying every single gesture possible. And that's it. Simple as that. I'm wondering now, like, if that woman was doing some authentication. Oh, that should totally be in the car. I am logging in to drive. My voice is my password. Have a great day. Bye.